What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of Spike on the Mic Show. In case you can't tell, I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as this Spike on the Mic. And we're coming at you from the U, the L's, and the C's. Backwards, the C's. That is known as the Undisclosed Location Central. That where we can't disclose where we're coming from, but we are coming to you. We're putting nothings in your eardrums. We're putting excitement through your mind and body and soul. Let me stop that. So when I keep saying we, as you guys know, it's not me. Sounds like it's just me, but it's not me. Don't be confused, ladies and gentlemen, because I can't do this alone and I refuse to do this alone. So by not doing this alone, that means we have...
And I are competing in the kitchen.
We have a guest of resistance fighters coming at you live from the ULCs. First in the resistance is a man who has introduced us to something that's not a cooter, but it's a gooder. He is known as the one, the only Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a man to his coffee mug on a slow Saturday morning. Monday morning.
Man to the
Saturday, coffee. Monday morning.
Monday evening, but you know.
Hey, that voice you heard hadn't been introduced, so I don't know how come it came through in your eardrum. So we'll go ahead and introduce him. He is the one, the only PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like suspect to his alibi.
Ooh, this is not a competition, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a competition. But you know, I would say that was good. Alibi. If I knew how to spell alibi, that'd be even better. All right, so let's keep it going because we're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason. And we have one reason only, but it's way in another state and probably 15 states from here. He is known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
Spike, I'm sticking like a deer tick to double stick tape.
Nice. That's where I'd like to keep them.
Yeah.
Double-sided tape.
You should have said a deer tick to a dark crevice.
I don't know what that means, but we'll let that go. Yes.
You don't want to know.
But there is a little kid in charge.
Where are the tweezers?
That hackle cackle you heard was coming from someone who was over there by the big-eared man, the big-eared mouse, otherwise known as the Walt Disney World. She is the one, the talented Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I forgot how I was sticking. I had a really good sticking.
Don't worry.
I'm sticking like it is a competition. I'm sticking.
As they say in the streets, canceled.
Like a loser to the competition.
Like a loser to the competition. I'm sticking.
It's not a competition.
I'm sorry, Billy.
I had a good one.
Sure you did.
Oh, sure you did. Again, there are voices that are becoming interjected into the show.
Yeah.
I've never heard from. They're not even introduced yet, but they're still interjecting themselves.
So, new to the show.
This next voice you hear, it's not a stranger, but you hadn't heard it for a while because in dog years, it's been at least four shows. This is the one, the talented Miss Lovely, Miss Kim. How you sticking?
I am sticking like somebody that's happy to be wearing shorts and flip-flops.
Ooh, be careful because you might disclose your location if you say that.
It's just so nice. It's so nice. Summertime.
I'm sticking like my feet into my brand new birthday slippers.
Oh, yay!
All right, that's not what I was going to say, but Kim made me think of that.
Okay.
That's well, great.
Again, yeah, it's not a competition.
Sounds like Kim's back in the Ozark.
Yeah. He's been saying that his whole life. That's great.
That's great. Yeah.
That's so pretty. Wait, what are they called, Billy?
Glareups.
Glareup slippers from Norway.
Wow.
Ooh, I guess that's not
shout out to Glareup slippers.
It's not gonna be the biggie word of the day, I guess.
They're amazing.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, that is the Resistance Fighters. That's the crew that's going to help us continue to be an award-deserving winning show. We are always award-deserving show. But we also need help because we need you to contact us. You can always give us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900. And also, we have a new email line that you can email the show at spike@spikeonthemic.com. That's spike@spikeonthemic.com. Shoot us up a letter. Shoot us just tell us how you feel about the show. Tell us what happened in your life, what's going on, and maybe even give you a birthday. And we will do my favorite segment, which we hadn't done ever. It's called the birthday shout outs. We'd love to give you guys some birthday shout outs for our listeners because we're trying to increase our listening participations, because being a caller driven show, you got to have callers to drive a show. So without that, without further ado, that is the quickest introduction we've ever had. Because looking at the clock, yeah, we're gonna have to stretch out some of these topics. Let's go ahead and do the big A word of the day.
Oh, look at that.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day.
Oh my goodness, Billy, you are getting better and better at that. Sometimes that one was another one was on time, as it was last week was on time. So what's happening now? You got faster, better internet?
Or slower internet? I don't know, because you always said
I don't know what he's talking about. You always been perfect.
Yeah, we didn't have this problem last week, Kim. I know you did. Okay. The big A word, ladies and gentlemen, the big A word is what we try to do. We try to educate, mold, and expand your mind. So we push out push out a word of the day, and we ask the Resistance Fighters, do they know what the big A word of the day? And so what am I going to do? Let's test this theory.
I know what you're going to do.
Voice me, what are we going to do?
You're in complete silence. You're going to play the word of the day three times so that we can all hear it very clearly.
That is the goal. We're going to play the big A word of the day three times, and let's see if the Resistance Fighters hear it. The big A word of the day is...
Packinate.
Time number one.
Packinate. Packinate.
All right. I'm going to have to go on a limb. Did any of you guys hear the word?
We did.
Oh, wait. Stop. It was actually in silence.
No. Steve did say something about number one.
There's a new voice I've never heard, though.
Yeah, a really weird little girl voice.
And I'm not 100% sure I heard it clearly. Can you spell the word for us?
Let me see if I can say it. Packinate.
It cut out again when you said it. That's
yeah. What? Yeah. What happened?
Everybody's getting clipped when they say the word.
Have Luna Lovegood say it again.
Hey, I'm gonna try it one more time. The big A word of the day is
packinate. Packinate.
Spell the word. I need the word spelled.
Oh, C A C H I N A.
Oh, we are missing a lot of it.
Yeah, we're missing the word. That's so weird.
So C-A-C-H-I-N-A-T-E?
Correct. Voice, what did you hear?
Acne.
I heard agony.
Yeah, agony.
I heard acne. I heard no letter.
You're not hearing the k. cacinate.
Right, but the C is probably silent. The first C is silent.
I know what a cacophony is, so maybe I know what cacinate is.
This sounds familiar also. Why does it sound so familiar?
I thought it was machinate, and we weren't hearing the M.
Oh.
No, but you spelled it right in the chat theme. You spelled
cacinate.
Cacinate.
We made
cacinate.
I believe we're cacinating right now.
Hold on a second. Are you guys filibustering so you have time to look up the word?
No, but that was good.
Great idea.
It's proper to suspect us of such shenanigans.
such tomfoolery.
Tomfoolery.
Yeah, all right, so let's go around the room and see, does anyone remember or know what
cacinate
means?
Wow, that does not sound right.
It doesn't? Okay, well then, since it doesn't sound right with you, Ms. Kim, how does it sound? What do you think it means?
I think it means to, like, make a scene or a lot of noise.
Oh my goodness.
I think it means make noise or chatter or something like that.
Okay. Miss Billies, what say you?
I don't know, but I think Kim's guess, if it is a guess, I that's cacophonies being the word that I'm, I don't know.
That's a long way to say.
Heck?
La la la, la 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 la. I don't know.
They get some coffee.
Yeah, really. Hey, Chad, what say you?
I was gonna say something very similar, but mine was like hitting a new level of misbehaving.
I like that.
All right, PWs.
Coughing up a furball.
Yeah, really.
That's also a good one.
And then voice of reason.
I'm going to go along with Kim. I think it's when an individual joins into a cacophony.
What's a cacophony?
A cacophony.
Making a lot of noise. Cacophony.
Yeah.
A cacophony is a lot of noise.
Oh, I thought it was like when you get dead, you put it in a cacophony.
Ooh.
No. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, cacophonate is the big A word of the day, and it means to laugh loudly.
Oh,
yeah,
that's what those are two words I have in there now. You know,
cacophonate is to laugh loudly.
That's what but our crack pack research analysts will probably look it up and go with other than Merriam M. Webster's and go
with.
The word made me imagine the sound of a lot of chickens making noise.
Yeah, me too, but mine was like kids.
Kids? Okay.
Yeah.
So it means to laugh loudly, I guess. Like cackle? Would that be in there?
I like it.
Okay. All right. Speaking of liking it, and this is not a test, and there is no monetary rewards for this, but if there was some monetary rewards, does anyone remember what the big A word was last week?
Yes.
W?
It was...
Three?
Two?
Two?
Sapient.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sapient.
Okay. All right. Well, this is...
See, Kim knows the word.
She couldn't have known the word. Well, she could have.
It means like person who knows shit. That's
wise person.
Yeah, dumb.
Ding, ding. 1351.
Yeah, really. So, wait a minute. So, you know what sapient means, Kim?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you. Right, well, so you didn't miss anything from last week's big A word of the day, but you're. It shows us that the education of the resistance fighters is enormous.
Deep.
Yes, it's
way. It seems like I should remember that.
What? Cacophonate?
What sapient means.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So with that being said, we've done that, the big A word of the day. So now it's time to continue on with this award-deserving show with, I'd like to go, topic-changing music.
I pressed the button. I
swear. Mm-hmm. Doom, doom, doom.
Press it again. Doom, doom. Here it comes. Now, here comes the topic. I had to press the damn button three times. You'd think it would do it after the first time.
Yes, you think it would. Maybe you got grease on your fingers, because grease is the word.
that I'm ever heard.
Greece is the word.
I like to call this topic here. Okay, I'll just take the first judgment.
Okay, I'll just take the first judgment.
Great. Now, I need you guys to listen to this and tell me what you think about this. A Nova Scotia court awarded a small claims court individual the amount of $1,371 when the guy who lived in an apartment by the name of Jason, he was a tenant in this house when his landlord gave him an eviction notice, but he ignored the eviction notice. So the landlord put a lock on the door and started minor repairs in the apartment. I guess he was going to, you know, get it prepared for another tenant. But he also went in there and started packing up the tenant's items and put them in a bag and, you know, different boxes and containers and placed them outside. Well, the tenant, Jason, sued the guy, and a small claims court awarded him $1,300 in damages. Well, the tenant filed the landlord filed a judgment against their warden and saying, you know, I don't think this is right. So he appealed it. That's what he did. Well, when he appealed it, they went back to court. And then the guy who lived in the house said, you know what? Matter of fact, by him packing up all my toy cars and toys trucks and all my toys, he damaged them to the tune of $20,000. The court said, well, can you prove that those things were worth that much? He did. And so the court awarded him, a total of $15,000, $21,000 for damages and all that kind of stuff. What was the title of this show?
I don't remember.
I'll go with the first judgment.
Yes. So as I was saying to the resistance fighters, this is a case of, I think the guy should have took the first judgment, right?
Yeah, in retrospect, for sure.
Retrospect, for sure. Which leads me to this question I want to ask the resistance fighters. If you win a judgment, let's say $5 million against some company, I want to mention a company, and the court says, okay, we award you $5 million. Do any of you guys have an idea how long it takes to get that money? Or is there a deadline that the court says you have to pay the resistance fighters by June 3rd?
Oh.
I'll start with you, Billis.
I have no experience with this myself, but I think it takes, I don't think there's a deadline or a due date for the people to pay the money. And that usually there's lots of litigation afterward because the people don't actually pay the money that they owe that the court ordered them to pay. I think it's
just goes on forever.
It typically, that's been my experience from things that I've read, but I don't actually know anything. So don't listen to me.
Hanging chat, you awarded $15. Do you have any idea how long it takes you to get the money?
Do I look like I know anything about this? I have no idea. But I'll listen.
Okay.
And learn.
Miss Kim?
I like Billy, I don't know that there's an actual due date on it, but I feel like there's often a increasing penalty the longer the person who's supposed to pay the settlement takes to pay it. Oh. I feel like I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure that I've heard that there are mounting problems for the person who the judgment is against.
Voice?
I think the way it works is big company appeals, and then they say, the big company says, we're going to appeal this until you're dead. If you're willing to sign this paper, okay, we will pay you $100,000 right now.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Okay. Not voice, but PW, what is your opinion on this?
Well, it just so happens
Ooh.
That I'm part of a class action suit. against the company we're using right now, Zoom. And I have been awarded $68.30.
There you go. Yeah.
Have you collected it, though?
Have you collected
it? Supposedly, I'm to get it deposited in my Venmo account next week.
Wow.
They're not going to fight you to the death, huh?
What was the lawsuit about?
Yeah.
I have no idea. But when I got an email asking me if I wanted to join a lawsuit, I said, yeah.
Yeah, you always say yeah because you get $68 at some point. Yeah.
I think I've been awarded like around $5 twice from AT&T.
I think I've gotten like $1.50 once.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are ahead of the game.
I can't remember what it was for, but.
You got to accept the money, right? Because
everybody it was a check for $1.50.
That money goes to the freaking lawyers.
Yeah, I cashed that $1.50 check.
Thank you.
Here is something that I learned it about.
Power to the people.
Yeah, something that I learned it about. Yeah, learned exactly. It about. Learned it about cash awardsments on the judge. Okay, so you go to court and I won $5 million against said company.
Mm-hmm.
Said company has to put that amount of money, if they're going to appeal, they have to put that amount of money into escrow.
Yes, they do. That's correct.
So company X puts that money into escrow and then they fight it. Now, the interest that is accruing on that money, said company has to also pay that too. So if they lose it and I win the $5 million, I can say, well, if I'd have put it in the bank, I would have earned another $100,000 in interest. Said company has to pay that too.
Right. That's why I said if they don't appeal and they take their time paying, I think they're mounting problems. Like they have to pay interest on the amount of time they take to pay you. Just like they have to put their stuff in escrow if they appeal.
When I heard that, I immediately balked it. I don't think that's fair.
What?
I don't think they do. I was like, let's talk about that. Do you think it's fair? You won. Let's say if you won $1 million judgment against me,
mm-hmm.
I have to come with $1 million and I put it in escrow and I'm going to fight this judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I lose the judgment. So I have to just pay you $1 million. Why I got to pay interest too? Why I got to pay you more?
It earned interest while it was in escrow. You were not paying that.
Because this is a better explanation. You tied up the courts and tied up the money with an appeal that was dumb. Hence, you lost the appeal, and right. You all this to delay me getting my money. That you have to pay me for all that time I didn't have my money.
She could have been collecting interest on that money.
So I have to pay for couldas.
Could have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the penalty of appealing, that if you lose that appeal.
Yeah. Appealing is a risk to the person who lost in court. It's a risk for them to appeal.
Totally got that. But I'm thinking the Chad and voice going to be on my side. Do you agree? Do you agree with that, Hanging Chad? I've already said this.
I kind of feel like if you owe me $1 million and you're stalling, then you owe me more than $1 million. You need to stop keeping my money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I agree with that, but in my mind, that is so different from the idea of the way it really works. That I think the way it really works is, as I explained, if you want the money, you're going to actually get the money in your pocket. You're going to have to settle for less.
You have to die. Okay.
I don't think that's possible after the judgment, though.
Oh, you sign an agreement. I'm not going to fight the appeal. I'm going to go ahead and take the $100,000 right now.
Oh, so it's an agreement of the appeal. So they still had to file an appeal for this to happen.
Maybe, or just an agreement to take less.
Just a threaten to appeal. I'm going to appeal this and tie up this money for years, or you can take half the money.
That's dumb. Why would anybody
sign? I think that's the way it really works.
Don't sign that.
Yeah, serious. Exactly.
Don't sign that. Get the money.
But Spike, have you ever had escargot?
No, but I have an S on my hat.
Okay. All right.
Lean down and show
us. It's sort of like when you win the lottery, you get $5 million, but actually, if you want the lump sum, you have to settle taxes for $1 million.
All right. Well, I just thought that was crazy. And I think that the landlord should have taken the first judgment, because now he's going to tie up the money and he's going to pay even more because of escrow, which I did not know, which is a fact that we just learned a bit.
To me, that sounds fair that he should have to pay more.
I always think about getting a rental as like a secondary income. And then I hear stories like this and I'm like, nope, I'm good.
Serious.
I don't want the headache.
Serious. I want the headache. I will. So, all right. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is it. Just remember, if you fight the courts, you're going to have to pay escrow. I mean, you got to pay interest on this settlement, which I totally disagree with.
But wait a minute. When it goes into escrow, it doesn't earn interest there?
Sure. You put it in the bank and it earns interest.
And then the interest that the person loses on their money that they had. They're not paying more. They're not. They fine.
No, usually they add butter and wine. The escargot.
Yeah. So $100,000 goes into escrow for 2 years.
Okay.
And then it earns while it's in escrow, that money earns $2,000 in the escrow account. The person that's getting awarded the settlement gets $102,000 when they lose the appeal.
All of that money goes into escargot.
Escargot.
How the heck do you guys even know all this?
See, it's so rich. It's such a rich flavor. Yeah.
How do you guys know how do you guys know what Homo sapiens are? Not that. Whatever the big A word was.
Sapient.
Yeah, sapient.
Sapient.
How did I know what that is? Because
studied. That's because Homo sapien has sapien in it.
Oh.
So you just kind of lean into that.
Okay. How you lean into?
Cacinate. Oh, cool. I like that term, lean into it.
Now that I hear it a second time, it sounds like a whole coughing fit of hacking something.
Yeah. Both of those words gave me a teeny, teeny bit of unfair advantage.
Why?
Because I'm bilingual. And my other language told me what those words mean.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're really not that smart. You just bilingual.
Yeah, just people. He has a voice that speaks to her in Polish.
Yeah, really? Okay, I got it. Now I see the advantages. Use your powers for evil and not good.
Sapienza. Chiacchiare.
That sounds like a massage parlor.
Yeah.
Right there. Happy Enza.
Sounds like a magic spell.
All right, let's go with topic change.
Chiacchiare. Yeah.
Chiacchiare.
Topic change of music.
Now I press the button again. The word topic-changing music went away. Here it goes. All right. There's only a 15-minute delay after I press the button.
Okay. I like to call this... I'm confused.
Okay. You have to have a big pause at the beginning and then say, I'm confused.
I know, but if I paused too long, somebody would have spoke.
Yeah. So go ahead and hit the topic-changing music now so it'll be ready when we finish this.
All right, here we go. Oh, look, now it works. All right, here's a new topic called I'm Confused on the Spike in the Mic Show.
At my button.
All right, this topic here, this is going to take a lot of you guys using your moral consideration efforts opinions.
I'm not usually good at these.
Yeah, really.
Moral hat.
All right, we're a nice, diversified, fun-loving, resistant fighters group, correct?
Sure. Correct.
All right. How do you guys feel about the pronouns that people are doing now? Like, you know, I go by him, she, they, that, and it.
Yeah.
We all in agreement with that, correct?
I have no problem with it. I will call you whatever pronoun you wish to be called by.
Question.
Sometimes I will not. I will mess them up, and I hope you will forgive me.
If a guy identifies as a woman, are you on board with that?
Sure.
Sure, I don't care.
If a girl identifies as a guy, are you on board with that?
I don't have I don't have a choice in the matter. How about that?
Ooh, okay. Boys,
it ain't my business.
Boy, what say you?
Yeah, but sometimes it can be very confusing. Like there was this girl, actor on Saturday Night Live named Pat, and it was sort of a ambiguous gender. Yeah. But I do believe there is such a thing as gender.
Okay, question to the resistant fighters, and I need to know how you guys are handling it. Let's say you are a bar owner, mm-hmm. and now it's you let ladies in free, and it's ladies' night, ladies drink free.
Right.
What do you do if a guy says, I identify as a lady?
They drink free.
How do you?
I think they drink free.
Yeah. And but everybody points at them.
Yeah, there you go.
What?
Yeah.
So if I walk into a bar and it's ladies' night,
yeah.
and I'm standing at the gate and ladies get in free, and I see the ladies getting free, can I say, hey, whoa, 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 I identify as a lady, so should I get in free?
Yes, but everybody points at you.
Okay. Voice of reason, say you what?
Well, it doesn't seem quite fair that ladies get to drink for free. Why do ladies get to drink for free?
Yeah, really, that's the biggest issue.
Right? If ladies get to drink for free, I should get to drink for free, too. I can't help it. I'm a slut.
Oh.
You know what? My opinion on this dear. Is that one, it's none of our business, and two, it's like even if you're uncomfortable with it or don't understand it, it's like holding a boulder that's rolling downhill. So you might as well get on the acceptance train and get on board because you're going to get ran over because you just don't understand, and you may not be meant to understand, but you are eventually probably going to have to accept it because you're not going to have a choice.
Right. But I'm the bar owner now.
Mm-hmm.
From the bar owner's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having ladies night to bring ladies in, to bring guys in.
Okay. Listen, everybody at this bar, everybody who walks in on ladies night should say they identify as a lady, man, they, whoever,
and
dogs, cats, it doesn't matter. They all should say ladies night, make him broke so he don't do it again.
That makes sense.
And, but regardless of whether a man identifies as a lady, there are men out there who like men who identify as ladies. So you're still getting money from someone. Everyone has a type.
Yep.
Oh. But my bar, I'm going to have to stop having ladies night because everybody
is not fair to men. Yes.
That is, yes. There's no problem with that, with you stopping having ladies night.
No, because I have an issue with ladies night.
To me, ladies night is bars trying to get ladies drunk and then, you know,
take advantage,
advantage of drunk ladies.
Listen, no, also letting guys off the hook, right? Because if they want to get ladies, they should be buying them the drinks, not the bar. The ladies should not be going there looking for guys because they all cheap.
I will go to any bar and pay full price if I get to see Spike come in and say he's a lady.
And you get to point at me.
So the logic behind this is if you have a bar full of women, that will bring in men. But the other doesn't always work. If you have a bar full of men, it doesn't always bring in women. So if you want the max amount of people in your bar spending money, you have ladies' night. That's, I think, the logic behind it. But I also think it's not fair.
And I'm going to say this as well, that in my experience, if you go to a bar that's having a ladies' night, it's a sausage fest. There's no ladies there. It's just a bunch of guys looking to get the drunk ladies.
It's a sports bar, basically, watching, you know, it's the ale house.
But either way, we don't care what the outcome is. I'm, as a bartender, I'm caring that I have to stop doing it because you guys think.
Why do you stop doing it?
Huh?
No. Why would you have to stop doing it? You're getting like.
According to Kim, I'm trying to.
Because there's one person in there that's male that identifies as a female?
No, he's saying that everybody's going to go up to the bar and say, I identify as a female.
No, they're not. Because the average straight man is never going to want to say that.
Actually say that out loud. This is true. They won't be able to say it out loud because the only people doing it are toxically masculine.
On a scale.
Yes.
Do they have to?
And there's liable to be some hot babes in there. So you don't want to say it in front of the hot babes, you know.
Do they have to actually act like ladies?
being a bar that accepts everyone will gain you a bigger profit than the other way around.
Okay.
Also, if you think about gender, I mean, that prior to like white man coming to America, gender was already fluid in Native American culture anyway. It's the influence of white man and religion that has divided it all.
Wow.
True as well.
Like many Native American tribes were, there were members of those tribes that had a role in the tribe because they were able to see things and explain things from a female and male perspective. So they were the wise ones. It wasn't until the influence of white men and religion that it got all convoluted.
Two things on this. So they already had ladies' night and it wasn't an issue. In fact,
yeah, they probably did. And actually, they probably didn't need to.
And when you keep saying it, I keep thinking white men can't jump. When you keep saying the white man, I keep thinking about the show, white men can't jump. So, all right, well, I don't know what.
At the end of the day, just loving kindness, everyone. Yes. Just loving kindness.
Exactly. All we need is love.
So if you don't act like a lady, do you get cut off?
No, my God.
Mm. At a ladies' night, I can confirm. That no, you don't get cut off.
They don't even want you to act like a lady, do they?
Okay. If you don't wear a dress to ladies' night, do you still get free drinks?
Okay, so keeping with this social conscience acknowledgement, you guys know that it's against the law, quote unquote, to discriminate against people because of race, gender, sex, and creed, and all the other things you do.
Correct.
Right. What is the Screen Actors Guild?
Yes.
They are not allowed to, if they want to cast somebody for a movie, they are not allowed to say we want an ugly person. So how do you guys feel about that? So if they're
how do I get a job?
Yeah.
No,
I mean, Steve fair. Can never get a role.
How do I know what ads to apply to?
But as the casting director, how do you cast? Because you want to get an ugly person. So how do you cast that person?
I got you here. So the roles are specific to character. That is how I think they get around it. There are plenty of roles out there that I need. And I don't want to say ugly, but someone who is not.
How do you find that
character is ugly?
Calls for it. Yeah.
The character is ugly. You don't say I'm looking for somebody ugly. You say this character, this is the physical attributes of the character that I am looking for.
I need someone to play an ugly person.
Right.
Right.
This character is a woman in her 30s who looks like Ed Brimley. That's what you have to do. You don't actually even have to use the word ugly.
You just say diabetes.
So this Ed Brimley looking woman says, ooh, that's me? Because somebody has to tell her she looked like Ed Brimley, right?
Job for everybody.
Now, to argue the other side of that is you could need an ugly person in a role of a movie, and then there's prosthetics to make them ugly. Like, you know, so...
Oh, okay.
I don't, you know
Which
what I mean?
Which is like, usually what happens when you see an ugly, very ugly person in a movie. It's a pretty person with makeup on.
Right.
Mm. That's not fair.
But if you find one and save money on prosthetics, because, you know, they're already...
I will use the movie Monster as an example.
Yes, that's a good example.
Or this is how I think it happens. The cast director goes out in the streets and says, hey, you want to be in a movie?
Want to be in a movie? I've never seen anything as ugly as that.
They don't say it. They just say, hey, we got a perfect part for you. So anyway,
they don't say, oh, you ugly. They just say, hey, you want to be in a movie?
I just thought that was, I heard about that. I heard that, thought that was fascinating. Like, wow, I think
a nicer word for ugly is just plain.
Okay.
She looks very plain.
Okay, I just thought that was a conundrum.
So insulting.
Yes, that was a conundrum that I thought that they would have. So
a conundrum.
Yeah.
Conundrum.
All right, so let's go ahead and do.
Sounds like
we're changing music. You can't.
I pressed it.
All right,
and
so
now, well, there we go. It's time to change a topic here on the Spike in the Mic Show, even though it's slightly delayed.
This is really going to hurt you, W, because I think it's time to say, did you do your homework?
Oh. Oh, really? Do your homework. 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 Grab that pen, boy. Come on, do your homework. 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 Boy, come on, do your homework.
All right, this segment here is when we let the resistance fighters do their homework, display their homework, and show their homework. So we're going to start out right out of the gate. We usually grade these homework too. So let's go with Voice of Reason. Did you do your homework?
I did. I gave it a lot of consideration because my homework is to come up with something to complain about. But in this setting, I have decided no. I woke up this morning and played Daybreak by Tommy Dorsey, and it's just too nice here to complain about anything.
So
nothing. I have nothing.
So you didn't bring your homework.
So you didn't do your homework.
I did do it. I just, there are certain times when you just cannot possibly complain.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead. The next homework, Kim, did you do your homework?
Yeah. I don't know how exciting it is this time, but you know,
sometimes
give it a go. We'll give it a go. So this dude in Illinois was, he didn't have a way to get to the airport and he needed to catch a flight.
Okay.
So he stole a vehicle or borrowed a vehicle to get to the airport. Anybody want to guess what he borrowed?
A police car.
I'm going to say a motorcycle.
I love police car. Police cars. It would be a much more exciting story.
Maybe just
a bicycle.
No.
An ice cream truck.
These are all so much better than my story.
Oh, no. Okay, wait on a second. So you giving a hint that it was a very boring situation. He stole a taxi.
That is also ironical. Okay, and funnier than the story.
It was his mother's car.
He stole a 1998 Toyota Corolla.
Line was
wow.
Sky,
that
it was
is
sky
so
blue.
Specific.
It was sky blue. One of the most boring colors.
Green.
Most boring car from the most boring decade of cars.
All right. Would you care to tell us?
Yes, okay. He borrowed a backhoe and he drove backhoe.
That's pretty good.
16 miles to the airport. 16 miles.
Oh.
You know, it was reported stolen. And they just
that have taken there. Like 2 hours? Doesn't the backhoes drive really slowly?
Real slow. Very, very slow.
The part about this story is I have no idea whether or not this person was caught. All they know, they found the backhoe and they found out how it got there because of the surveillance cameras in the airport parking lot.
Oh, nice.
He parked it in the airport parking lot.
Left it there?
Well, at least he didn't park it in arrivals and then just leave it there, because then, you know, the whole airport would have shut down.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, really. Jeez. All right. Okay, we'll take that. We'll take that. All right.
If he got there in time, that's pretty he must have planned way ahead.
Yeah, really. Or he knew somebody.
Also,
right?
This is a competition, right?
It's not a competition. Billy, Billy, did you do your homework?
I did do my homework.
Woo, yay.
And my homework is this day in history.
Yes.
And there is a very famous historical event that's very sad and tragic that happened this day, but I've chosen not to concentrate on that sad and tragic thing on June 5th in 1960 something. I can't remember the year. Anyway, instead, I am going to...
Wait, hold on. You gave us that long story that you're not going to do?
Yes.
Good for you, Kim.
And then instead, I'm going to concentrate on the momentous birth of a celebrity that happened on June 5th.
Oh.
Who was born on June 5th?
That's all the information we have?
Yep.
A celebrity born on June 5th?
A celebrity. We all know this person.
But we know that they were born on June 5th.
That's the question.
This is not a competition.
If you're smart,
this is not a competition.
Judy Garland.
Judy Garland was.
Really, can
Judy
you
Garland was not born. Well, I don't know if she was born on June 5th, but okay, that's not the person I'm talking about.
Year. Can you tell us the year?
No.
No. Okay, I can't tell you the year.
Is it a male or female?
Don't pause.
I didn't know if I was going to be giving hints or not, but it's a male. It's a male.
Okay.
But right. Does he identify as a male?
I have another question.
He identifies as a male.
I have another question. Does this person wear Gooder sunglasses?
He does wear Gooder sunglasses. You're correct.
Oh, okay. Let me narrow it down. Let me see. Is this person short?
Yes.
Oh.
Is this person amazing?
This person is so amazing.
Don't pause.
I'm not pausing. I was saying so, like really drawing
here's how amazing he is.
Okay. I'm already starting to like this guy less and less and less.
This day in history in 19... blah, 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 blah. Chad was born.
Oh,
that's not true.
When you asked her, when you asked her, is it male or female? She was.
I wasn't pausing for any because I was confused. I didn't know if I was going to give out hints. That's what I was trying to decide if I was going to give out hints.
I was just teasing you. It's funny.
I was confused.
Now I understand the response to Judy Garland.
Yes.
I was like, wait, why do you care about that so much?
but Hanging Chad, question.
What?
Is she right?
She's right.
Okay.
I think tomorrow's my birthday. What's today's date?
No, today's June 5th.
Today's not June 5th.
Today's not my birthday.
Today is Monday, June 5th.
Oh yeah!
I understand.
I'm never gonna get it.
Yeah, you and me both.
I totally thought it was my birthday.
To you,
and just to toot my own horn. In 4 days from now, is also my birthday. Yes, Friday, yes. June 9th.
Yes, and she identifies as him.
No, okay. I identify
as Judy Garland.
As Judy Garland, I identify as Judy Garland. That's right, correct. So,
and I have an appointment with my urologist on the 4th.
Good.
I think we should sing happy birthday to Chad.
Of Gemini.
No, we're not. We already did that. Yes, we heard you do it, Hanging Voice of Reason. We need to do it in here.
No, we've heard it. No.
Kim's right. This is a giant pile of
this is like Gemini love happening right here.
That's why it's so disorganized.
Yeah, it's two people. Ain't that what Gemini?
Dad's a Gemini, really. Kim's a Gemini. 12
people
I'm a Gemini
on this show.
Exactly.
All right. So speaking of that, Hanging Chad, did you do your homework?
Yes. Well, I mean, not really, but I just did it for a second. I just did it right now.
Okay.
All right, so,
that's called doing it in my book.
Yeah,
it's so,
ADHD procrastination.
My homework is, what is my homework, like the title of it? I'm going to call it The Little Things. Okay. So I want to talk to you guys about Apple AirTags.
Yeah.
That's what they look like, all right? If you're an Apple user, you especially need to listen because if you're a Samsung user or something else, this won't work. But these little AirTags are like $27, $28. You can get a 4-pack for $90,
and you can put them on keys. They're on sale for $80 right now.
Wow!
You can put them on keys. You can put them on anything that you often lose, and it talks to your Find My app on your Apple phone, which is an app that automatically comes on your Apple phone when you buy it. Well, we put one on our animals when we moved because they were, you know, we didn't have a fence, and there were woods behind us. So until we got our fence up, if we let our dogs or cat out, we didn't want to lose them. Well, we lost our cat, but we had an Apple tag on him. And after about 2 hours, what the Apple tag does is anytime this thing gets in contact with any iPhone that is connected to the Find My network, which is on every Apple phone, it will ping your phone and tell you. So we found Milo because someone's iPhone came in contact with him and we knew where he was and we got him. So I thought that was an important story to share because you always see lost pets. If you have an iPhone, these are super cheap. They sell collars. You can put them in the collar and you'll never lose your pet.
Question.
For very long. For very long.
Question. Question. Does the does the Find My Tag thing tell you exactly where it is or just tell
Yeah. So and on the once you buy one, you can then open the app, the Find My app, and then you can make this thing that's connected to his collar make a beeping noise. So we beeped him and then we could beep him all the way till we found right where he was. And he was out in the woods.
Wait, hold on a second. So the I Find My Tag thing doesn't tell you where it is. You have to follow the sound?
On the GPS. Yeah, so it'll pull up on your GPS. So let me see if I...
And it'll show you where they are on a map?
Yeah,
yep. No, so right now,
where they are in general.
So right now, you can see that little white face. My little white dog is right there.
Yeah, but that's just... I don't even know what that there is. It's just a just like going to the mountain and saying, you are here. You are here.
Yeah, well, that's where I am right now. But if he were to run off into, like, the ocean, I would know.
But you, see, I have...
And I can walk to him. Yeah, you can put him on your keys.
And you can choose, do the app and do the thing where the thing makes a sound so you can walk towards the sound.
I got that.
But then also the app has like a thing where it says you're 3 meters away from them. You're 2 meters away from them. It's in this direction. It's in that. So you literally can, it will walk you to it.
I got a question.
I thought I lost my cat. I thought I lost my cat. It was in the house and you can like take your phone through your house to figure out what room your cat's in.
Wait,
like just to make sure your cat's not outside.
I have a question. Could you use it as like a training tool with your pet? So every time they hear the beep on their collar, they associate it with getting a treat from you. So if you lose them and you beep the collar, then they come bursting out of the
woods. That's a good idea.
I'm going to get home and get my treat.
Yeah, I've never thought about that.
That's an awesome
idea.
Yeah. I'm full of those.
The reason I'm fighting is this because I heard about those things, but some person put them on their luggage in the airport. And they say when they saw it, all it did just say is it's at the airport because it got lost. So the thing just said, yeah, your luggage is at JFK Kennedy Airport. I said, that didn't help me because the damn airport is huge. But I guess.
Right. But if you're in the airport, you can be like, okay, it's in that direction in 500 meters.
Don't tell me it's not at the airport because I can tell you right here it is.
Right, yeah. But the airport is airport.
Unless the tag was on the outside and someone pulled it off, but you know, put it on the inside.
Oh
yeah.
So when
in a little tucked away,
the guy say he left JFK and he landed in RGD or with another airport and he air tagged it and it says still at JFK.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that doesn't help him. I guess he called.
It helps to know where your crap is. That's important to know.
Okay.
Good all right, catch.
Good catch. Thank you. All right, so that's the homework, ladies and gentlemen. And as we have to do real quick, we have to go through the room, around the room, and ask the grade the homework. You get an A, B, A, B, and F. So, Hanging Chad, what do you grade Kim's tractor homework as?
I give her an A.
What do you give Billy's date of birth? Homework.
I give her an A++++++.
You only got an A, B, and an F.
An A with a very silent plus.
Sounds like we're doing really good.
Two A's. You gave Kim an A.
I didn't. I gave an A, and then I gave an A with a plus.
Okay, okay. We'll
Chad, you're in a very generous mood.
Yeah, serious. Mm-hmm. All right, so speaking of you, what do you give a Voice of Reason's homework? Chad?
Oh. A B, because I kind of forgot it. Sorry.
He didn't even do it. He refused.
Yeah.
No.
He said he didn't have anything to complain about.
I did it. I did it, but I think it's important for our listeners to know that sometimes you just can't complain.
Okay, I give that enough. Even I didn't do my homework and I came up with something.
Yeah.
Some shine on my shoulders. Okay, Voice of Reason, what do you give Kim's tractor homework?
It was a backhoe.
Well, wait a minute. Can I hear it? Wait till what Kim gives me first.
I just changed my grade for him.
All right. Okay. I'm giving Kim an A. I'm giving Billy an A. And I'm giving Chad an F.
Yeah. All right. Then with Billy.
Even though he had a great one, just like me. Hey, that was really good. I mean, you're helping a lot of people. You've just helped thousands and thousands of people find their animals and pets. And
What was yours?
I'm still giving you an F.
His was sunshine on my shoulder. That's what the voices was. He just had a great day. Zippity doo dah.
I must have been busy doing my own homework while you did yours. Yeah.
All right. So, Billy, homework. Voice of reason.
F.
Damn. Kim, what'd you give Kim?
I take my A.
I give Kim an A.
And then, so what do you give the hanging Chad?
I give him an A.
Okay. Well, then let's go, Kim.
Did she get to grade herself?
No. You don't get to grade yourself.
That wouldn't be fair.
Because last time we graded ourselves, we gave ourselves an A and everybody else an F.
That's awesome.
So, Kim, what do you give Billy's date of birth homework?
Oh, that's an A+ right there.
And what do you give Hanging Chad?
Definitely a triple plus because we're saving pets.
Saving pets. That's what's important about this show.
What do you give?
And my birthday.
What do you give the voice of reason?
He tied my hands and made my decision for me. He gets an F.
Hey, PWs, it is now your turn to grade the homework.
Does anyone not know what I'm going to give out?
Yeah. So what do you give?
There you go.
Hanging Chad. Yeah.
A.
And Billy.
A.
And Kim.
A.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of our
Wait, he didn't grade him.
Yeah, you still, well, he didn't grade voice, and you still have to grade all of us.
And voice, okay, PW, what'd you get a voice?
Incomplete.
Ooh.
Oh, okay, incomplete.
All right, so
that just means it's going to get graded next week.
Yeah, it'll eventually turn into an F. Yeah.
It's worse than that.
Yeah.
I give Billy is D. I give Hanging Chad a C.
He's not feeling us today.
I give Kim, and I like Kim's the B. And the voice of reason, because I like you, because you're the reason we're here, I give you a A.
So, wow.
There you go. So now.
All right. There's something wrong here.
So that averages out to be because Kim and Chad and I all got pluses.
Yeah.
That averages out that we all got just a flat A and the voice of reason got a D plus.
Yeah, because he got four F's and an A.
And an A.
He passed though.
D plus.
He still graduates.
Such a great show.
You know what? I'm going to have to agree with you all. It's such a beautiful day. I'm not going to disagree. I got the grade I deserved.
All right. That is so awesome. Hey, good job there, Voice of Reason. Sometimes you just zippity-doo-dah, zippity-dee, you know?
Yeah.
With that being said, we got to go run a room real quickly. Ooh. Oh, there's the brawny man. There's the man. Somebody give me a paper towel.
It's the brawny man, yeah.
What stuck with you today? Let's go to our room. Kim, what stuck with you?
That Bronny man didn't call.
Oh, man, the line is acting stupid. Hanging Chad, what stuck with you today?
The voice is a bootlegger.
No, there's no still. There's no still.
Okay. Miss Billy, what stuck with you today?
That the next time I need to go to the airport, I know what to steal.
Yes, really. PWs, what stuck with you today?
That I'm going to take Ed Brimley to ladies' night.
Ladies and gentlemen, what stuck with me was...
Wait a minute. I want to say that I want to give kudos to Chad for his air tag. We're going to look that up.
So, Boyce, what stuck with you? Is that what stuck with you?
Yeah, that's what stuck with me. Go, sweetie.
All right, what stuck with me was I got to close on my damn bar because everybody wants to be a lady, and I can't make no money or get ladies out there. I just think
everybody wants to be a lady.
Yeah, everybody wants to be a lady. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic Show. We're coming at you from ULCs. See you guys next time. I love y'all.